Carol. You figured you didn't want to leave any witnesses, I guess.
We're in the middle of another flashback. Two police detectives, Carol and Williams, are questioning Steve about his involvement in the robbery. Apparently, the detectives picked up Steve because James King told them that Steve was the one who shot the store owner. Let's keep reading where we left off. We're near the top of page 72, where Williams says, "What are we playing with this guy for?"
Williams, "What are we playing with this guy for? We don't need him. We got the case locked." Carol, "The DA is thinking death penalty." Williams, "Death penalty? Chances are the judge will push for life without parole. And if they come clean, he might even go for 25 to life. You save a lot of time and money that way." Carol, "I don't know. The victim was well respected in the neighborhood. Hardworking black guy, worked his way up. He even sponsored a little league team. The judge could go for the death penalty if they plead not guilty." Williams, "This guy's only 16. They won't kill him." Carol, "What are you, a pessimist? Hope for the best." Cut to weird shot of interior, death row. Steve is seen walking down the hallway between two guards. He is brought into the death chamber. The guards are pale, almost greenish. They lay Steve on the table for the lethal injection and strap him down. Close up of Steve's face. He is terrified. Voiceover as camera focuses on Steve's face. "Open your legs. We have to plug up your butt so you don't mess yourself as you die." Steve's face grimaces with pain as they put in the plug.
That was a really weird scene. I was wondering why Steve was on death row when his trial isn't even over yet. Then I realized that this scene was just happening in Steve's imagination. In the flashback just before, he was remembering the detectives trying to scare him, saying that he could get the death penalty. Then Steve must have started to imagine what that would be like. How horrifying that would be. Okay, we're now going back to real life, to Steve's trial. We're at the bottom of page 73 where it says, "Cut to, interior, courtroom."
Cut to, interior, courtroom. Carol is still on stand as Briggs cross-examines.